Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Claudia and Kelly with another episode of Miscommunication. And I think we have some pretty interesting things to talk about tonight. You may disagree, but Kelly agrees, and right now that's all that really matters. So tonight we are going to talk to you about grocery store lines and what rules apply. We're going to talk about tipping and discuss if tipping has gotten out of control these days. And as usual, we're going to talk about social media stupidity, because it seems like there is always an overflowing amount of that. Also going to discuss a little bit of BB17 and how to make it through the heat and humidity of the summer. Kelly, how are you today?
What's up? I'm trying, I'm really trying to recover. I was just telling you before we get on the air here, I worked for a total of 3 days last week. I was off 4 days, and I just had to take, a 10-minute power nap because I'm old and exhausted. it's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, that's the way it goes when you're a couple months shy of 35, and that's just what you do.
Well, you know,
but I'm great.
I feel like, though, I'm good. I fully support your power nap. I took about 4 of them yesterday. So, yeah, that was kind of my day. I was extremely exhausted yesterday for some crazy reason. So I can totally understand what you're saying. And maybe it's just that you worked so incredibly hard on those 3 days that it just left you exhausted all the way through this week, maybe.
I wish that was the result, or the – I wish that was it. I wish that was the truth, but that's probably not what it was. I don't know. It just gets for all of my, our call center-type buddies. I mean, when you just sit – because I sit in a chair for 8 hours a day and just talk to sometimes complete morons on the phone. But I tell you what, sometimes they are such joys. But I mean, just sitting at a computer and staring at a computer screen all day can get slightly, just monotonous, and it's just
And that is exhausting. I agree.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. Well, we were talking last week, and you, not on our show last week, but after the show, and you had just visited the grocery store, and you are a rule follower, and you were in the 15 items or less line, or something similar to that, and realized that you had 17 items, and what did you do?
Well, I got out of line. And I went and got in a different line. And because I was like, wait, I have 17 items. I probably shouldn't go in the 15 items or less aisle. But then upon closer inspection of the sign, it said about 15 items. So I was like, well, 17 is close enough to 15. So I went back and got in the aisle. But now in this exact same grocery store, I was in there yesterday to get I don't even remember what I got. Just a couple of 2 liters and a card for this wedding reception I went to. And so I had a total of 7 items, counting the 2 liters and the card and the gift card that went inside the card. The man in front of me had 83 items in the 15 items or less aisle. And it's like, what are you... Do people just not care? Do they really just not consider what those aisles are for? I understand that, maybe you have some place to be or maybe you have something to do, but that doesn't mean that you should keep those of us who have 5 or 6 items and who just, like, I couldn't go through the self-checkout because you can't activate a gift card in a self-checkout. So I was like, well,
that's
I
right.
have to go through an aisle and actually talk to a person. And so this guy is just like, oh, I'm old and I'm going to do what I want, and I can take my 83 items through the, you know, through the 15 items or less aisle. And the cashier, no kidding, was like, thank you for only having 7 items.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just saying, like, I have common decency and, like, respect for people around me to not be a jerk.
Exactly. And, you know,
but some people don't.
Yeah, here's the thing, too. I mean, Mr. 83 items, he can't have, like, anywhere that he has to be in a rush because he's got to do something with those 83 items. Like,
exactly.
You know? So, yeah, now, I mean, I blame him, obviously. He's stupid because 83 is nowhere near 15. But I also have to blame the store for a couple things. The first one is the sign shouldn't say about 15 because, like, where does that end? Maybe this guy thinks, like, 15, 83, close enough, you know?
Well, maybe, like, that, I mean, like, if that is your way of thinking, then, like...
Well, you're an idiot. I mean,
exactly.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, that, yes.
I do agree. But, you know, what I love is when the cashiers have the balls to kick the person out of the line. I have seen that before, and I applaud it, because what is Mr. 83 Items going to do next week? He's going to get right back in that same line because...
And bring,
I think,
like, 95 items.
Exactly. He's just going to keep pushing the envelope to see how much he can take through the about 15 items line. And I feel like, you know, one of the pimply-faced teenage cashiers, you know, needs to have the guts to say, sir, maybe you didn't see the sign. It says about 15 items, and that means anywhere from 13 to 18. So I'm going to have to ask you to wheel yourself and your cart over to another line and let the people who, you know, can count in a reasonable manner stay in this line. That's what I think needs to happen.
I mean, but, and of course, you know, like yesterday I was caught in the really weird position because I was, I mean, of course, myself, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, I'm
right.
pretty sure I said that out loud at some point. But I also was just kind of, you know, like, just sitting there and waiting patiently for the poor cashier kid to, you know, to finish getting his 83 items out of the way. But
right. The
woman behind me was like yelling at the guy, like, oh my gosh, could you not count? There's no way that all that stuff in that cart was only 15 items. And I was like, I just kind of stood back. I was like, oh, she said it. You right on.
What
do you say?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean,
agree.
I wasn't about
then,
to be like, exactly, I know what she's saying. Nah. I don't know that I would do that.
But I agree.
I don't know.
I mean, and then somebody's going to come bag the 83 items. Because you can't tell me the guy that's going to sneak into the about 15 items line is going to, like, jump on the chance to bag his own stuff. That's not going to happen.
No, he didn't bag his own stuff. And, you know, the kid, it's now, this is where it gets kind of, like, I guess kind of different. The Walmart here is complete. Isn't it funny how we call it the Walmart? Anyway.
The Walmart.
Yeah, exactly. That line, the 15 items or less line at Kroger is laid out like the major lines are at Walmart. Because, like, they just have the little thing with the bags on all four sides that spins around. And nobody bags stuff at Walmart except the people who, except the cashiers. But, like, the line, you know, is just little bitty and shorter, and there's no big conveyor belt. And whatever.
Right.
But, like, I mean, I guess it all depends on your perspective. But either way, when the thing says 15 items or less, don't be a jerk. And take your 83
no.
items through the 15 items or less line.
Don't do it. It's, you know, I feel like 17, you know, really should be the max in the 15 items or less line. Because, you know, maybe, like, maybe your Snickers, like, was sitting under something and you forgot to count that. And, you know, maybe your, I don't know, tiny container of cinnamon rolled under something else and you forgot to count that. So, like, then you're at 15, you just forgot two small things. So, like, I feel like that's fine. 83 is not fine. I don't condone that, and I don't feel like that is acceptable in any way, shape, or form. So I agree with you. 83 is not okay.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not. But I mean,
so,
what are you gonna, you know, what are you gonna do? Because I don't want people, like, I live in a small town. I'm not about to be like, you know, next time that guy sees me, be like, oh, hey, you're that witch that yelled at me at the Kroger the other day. You know, like, I'm not going to be that person. I'm just going to be the one that stands back and is just like, okay, like, I'm just going to sit here and wait patiently while I drum my fingers on the conveyor belt and wait
mm-hmm.
for you to hurry
but
up.
You know, like, let's say you did say something to 83, like, he's not going to look at you out and about town like, oh, that's the witch that said, because he's Mr. 83. He is self-centered and rude. So, like, he wouldn't even probably notice
yeah.
you out and about because, like, he's so focused on whatever, you know, clearly important things are happening in his life. So I really don't even think you'd have to worry about that type of situation because he's moved on, you know what I mean? He's on to the next line that he's going to, you know,
yeah.
sneak into with something that he's not supposed to have.
I do feel like, you know, would he look at me with more disdain than I would look at him in the same, like, public situation? Because I would be like, oh, my God, you're that idiot that takes 83 items through the 15 items or less line. And he would be like,
right.
hey, you're that jerk that yelled at me. But, you know, like, I'm more of the, like, I'll be completely patient until I'm just passive aggressive, like, ugh, you know, like, I really did, like, you know, huff and puff a couple times and drum my fingers on my cart and on the conveyor belt. And I was just like, seriously, it took me 25 minutes to get out of Kroger today.
Right, with your six items.
It was crazy. With my six, exactly.
You know, here's a little something that may help you out. It's a trick that I often use on airplanes because I'm not particularly a passive-aggressive person. I'm usually just an aggressive-aggressive person. But, you know, there are occasions where I rather enjoy the passive-aggressive approach, and I feel like it, you could use this as well in your exact situation. So if I am seated, you know, next to or very near just morons on a flight, then what I like to do when the flight is over and we are preparing to exit the plane is I get my phone out and I pretend to call somebody. Usually I do call somebody and possibly just end up leaving them a voicemail. That's not really the point. I don't care if anybody answers. But what I do is I talk to the person on the other end of the line or the pretend person on the other end of the line, and I describe to them the ridiculous circumstances that I have just endured on the plane. So clearly the people around me know that I'm talking about them if they have any sort of self-awareness at all, you know, but I'm not directly calling them out. So it just gives them a chance to kind of like look within you know, and figure out, like, oh, I was that dumbass. She's talking about me right now. So I feel like your situation, you know, because you got to be in close proximity to the person, that would be another great use of the phone call recap, phone call rundown type scenario. So I just encourage you next time this happens to give me a call. And even if I don't answer, just talk. Just tell me what's happening. And it'll make you feel better. And it may alert the person to their extreme douchebaggery.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't. And I mean, like, and the people that were waiting for me to leave for, you know, because I was at Kroger and I still had to drive 20 minutes before we could leave for
right.
the reception. You know, they called and they're like, where are you at? And I'm like, well, I'm at Kroger. You know, and I'm the type, and I don't want to say anything to hurt anybody's feelings. And I typically, like, I don't do anything until I get really, like, fired up and just aggravated, which I was probably about 30 seconds shy of that yesterday. But I was
mm-hmm.
just like, you know, I'm checking out at Kroger right now. I'll be there as quick as I can, and you know, and that's pretty much the way it went. But I mean, at the same time, you know, if I had stayed in line for another like 2.5 minutes, like I also
right.
I went through. I tell you, I've been in some of the most ridiculous situations lately. I went through the drive-thru at a Dairy Queen, ordered my food. The girl made me repeat my order, and then when I got my order, it was wrong. And I pulled out of the drive-thru, and I knew that it was wrong when I got it, but I didn't want to, like, I didn't want to be a jerk. But it was something like I got what I ordered, but I was, like, one short. I'd ordered two. I'll just go ahead and say it. I ordered two hot dogs, and they only gave me one. And I'm a fat kid, and I was hungry. I hadn't eaten all day. I wanted two hot dogs. And so instead of giving me the two hot dogs and the small fries I ordered, they only gave me one hot dog and the small fry that I ordered. My fries were cold, so I called the store. And I was like, look, I said, I am not typically one to complain. And if I hadn't waited in your drive-thru for 15 minutes, I would not have called. But I just waited in your line for 15 minutes. I repeated my order twice, and my order's still wrong. So,
and cold.
What are you going to do? Yeah. I was like, seriously, you know, I was just a hot dog. It was a hot dog that probably cost, you know, $1.25. But that's what I ordered, and that's what I wanted.
It's your hot dog.
And that's what I waited. Exactly. Exactly. And then I only got one. And I was still hungry, and I was like, seriously, I felt like I hadn't eaten in about 3 days, even though I had. But I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, seriously, people.
Do you know who probably manages that store? Do you know who manages that store? 83
no, but my,
probably manager that store.
Probably so. He's probably one of the owners. What a jerk. But,
right.
I mean, like, I called him, and she was like, the lady was so nice, and she's like, I'm really so sorry, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, that's good and all, but what are you going to do about it? And so
right.
she sent me a combo for a free, she said, you know, since you're short a hot dog, I'll just fix you a coupon for a free combo with a hot dog. I was like, okay, that'll be fine. And
fantastic.
So I have my coupon, and next time I pass through the metropolis of Greensburg, I will get I'll get my hot dog. But
and some fries.
Anyway.
And
some fries.
And
a large drink.
Right.
And a large Diet Coke. You know, I feel like I'm the kind of person that, like, all those people talk about when they make jokes about, like, what people order. Because, like, I'm diabetic, so I don't drink regular Coke or regular soft drinks unless, you know, unless my blood sugar is having issues. So, like, I do go to McDonald's and, you know, once or twice a year order a Big Mac and a Diet Coke because I don't like regular Coke. It makes me nauseous. Anyway,
you're that
pretty.
That's okay. I really want a hot dog now, actually.
I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, there's only certain kinds of hot dogs that I want to eat. Like, they advertise these new Sonic hot dogs. So I'm like, I don't want a Sonic hot dog. I want a Dairy Queen hot dog. And you know what? The only Dairy Queen that's open right now is 10 miles from here. But, I mean, like, if I want a hot dog bad enough and I don't want to just go buy my own at Kroger, then, you know, like, there's a very good chance that I'll drive 10 miles. I'll drive 10 miles.
I understand. But, I understand.
I mean, like, I guess, like, speaking of, you know, like, common decency, that's the kind of service that, you know, like, the manager, if she had been the waitress type, I would have given her a good tip. But.
Right.
If, you know, if that girl was my server, I would have been like seriously.
Yeah, here's your tip.
Like, you get
my order right.
Here's your,
that's your tip.
Get my order right, and I'll actually leave you a couple of money.
Right.
A couple of money, like a couple of dollars.
A couple of money. So it's interesting that you mentioned tipping because, you know, this is something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I am not by any means a cheap individual at all. When it comes to restaurants, I tip at least 20% if the service, you know, is good. But can you tell me, Kelly, or anyone else, when did we start tipping everybody for everything? Like, you know, like waitresses make, I don't even know what it is right now today, but I know it used to be like $2.13 an hour. Maybe it still is. I really don't know. But that's what they made. So it's like they live on tips. But when did it become, you know, required or necessary to tip pretty much everybody? Like, now you're supposed to tip your cab driver, and you're supposed to tip the bellhop, and you're supposed to tip your hairdresser, and you're supposed to tip everybody. Like, who thought this up?
I don't know. I guess my theory on that, if somebody does something for me that I can do for myself, like, if I'm in New York City or if I'm in a big city and I need to take a taxi, it is not a good idea for me to drive in New York City. It's not a good idea for me to drive in a city that's bigger than Louisville, for that matter. If it's something that I can do for myself, I can drive. I can do a lot.
You can drive.
If you have to, you know, if I'm, like, the other day I wanted pizza, I was too lazy to go pick up my own pizza. So I got, you know, like, I tipped the driver when he came here because, you know, like, I felt like I was kind of a jerk for making them drive all the way out here to my house. Thank you. Here you go, kid. Here's an extra $5. Thank you for encouraging and enabling my laziness. I feel like the bellhop is kind of a shady area because, yes, that's his job, but at the same time, like, I can carry my own luggage. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter if I, you know, like, I usually don't, you know, pack 5 or 10 bags, but if I needed to, you know, like, carry my, I would be able to carry my own bags. So I feel like that would be okay. Now, my hairdresser, there's no way that I can make this look this good. She charges me an arm and a leg. So if I tip her, it's like once a year.
Right.
I don't tip my hairdresser. Do you tip people, like when you pick up to-go orders, like if you call, like we have a Colton's here in town, which is like a steakhouse, and they have, you know, like, You see them everywhere now, like the curbside to go stuff.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Do you tip people when you go there?
I don't.
I don't either.
Are you supposed
but
to?
But I've heard, I don't
they're
know.
Like the host, because the people, generally, the people that bring the food out to you, that's the hostesses. So they're making, and I don't know how much they're making, but they're making more than a waitress. So
right.
I don't normally tip them. The one that I feel uncomfortable about lately, because I've had to travel a few times in the last month, is so I park my car at like an off-site airport parking. So it's not airport parking; it's another company. You know, way cheaper than the airport, and they drive you to the airport. You know, I have a small bag. I could carry it up the two stairs of the shuttle bus. But dude runs over and takes it. Now I feel like I got to tip him, you know? And I don't want to feel like
right.
I have to tip him. I didn't ask him to get my bag. Like, he took it. So.
Right. And I mean, and that's a,
yeah.
That's where it gets kind of like that gray area. Like, you know, do we tip that guy, but I mean, like, that takes you to a whole other thing, like, people who valet park my car.
Right.
I've never been anywhere in my life where my car has been parked by a valet person, only because I feel like you have to make a certain amount of money to be able to do that. And my car is a disaster. I wouldn't want – there are three people in my life that will drive my car. That's me, my mother, and Matt. Nobody else is going to drive my car because those three people know more often than not what a disaster I am. Nobody else gets to drive my car. But, I mean, I feel like you should tip the valet guy because if you are in a situation where your car can be parked by a valet person, then you have enough money to tip them, and that's not an issue anyway. But, like, you know, that's just saying, like, I'm too lazy to park my own car and walk the extra 50 feet from the parking garage to the, you know, to the place where I'm going.
Right.
I don't know.
So then
I mean,
maybe it's
tipping
like a lazy
tipping to huge gray area.
You know?
I feel like there's
like
a
lazy
tax. I feel like I would be taxed on everything, though. Like, because I'm potentially the laziest person alive. So, I mean, like,
I feel like I would be. No, you have a job.
I know.
So you can't possibly be the laziest person alive. I feel like there's plenty of people who are. Yes. I feel like in 30 seconds we could have like an entire list of people that are far lazier than you are. So I don't
I mean I have strong opinions on people who are able to work. You are able to work, yet you're still living off the tax money that I pay. Because you're too lazy to do so.
Exactly.
Like, I'm going to sit here and pop out seven kids and let the government support me and my seven kids because I don't want to have the responsibility of having a job.
I could not agree with you more. It is infuriating to me that, basically... Now, I'll tell you when it was really infuriating to me is when I worked part-time at a grocery store. And so I had a full-time job, and then that was my part-time job, and then I was also a full-time student. And I would be so angry at the people that would come through with food stamps, EBT cards, whatever you want to call them now, and they would be eating far better than what I could afford with my two jobs and my full-time student
Bill. We're gonna buy like steak and shrimp and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With our EBT card. Like, what in name brand world?
Yes. Name brand everything. So aggravating. And I feel like there needs to be more limitations. You know, I feel like, you know how WIC works? Like, where? So, like, they get vouchers. And the vouchers are good for very specific items. I feel like that's how they need to do the food stamp program, is like very specific items, not ribeyes, not, you know, shrimp. Like, if you want ribeyes and shrimp, they'll work two jobs.
Maybe. Exactly.
I don't know, you know. So I wholeheartedly agree with you on that one. Like, that was the most infuriating thing to me ever.
Yeah,
so,
it amazes, some people's audacity is just insane.
You know, I do have a little plan, though, and for when I get to my plan, I did not, that was no pun intended, to say little plan, and you'll see what I mean in a minute. I don't know about you, Kelly, but for some reason, I hate putting gas in my car. I don't know why I hate it. It's not like it's difficult. It's not very time-consuming. I just don't like doing it. I can't explain it. It makes no sense. I understand that it makes no sense, but I don't like it. And so, you know, I started thinking, and I've had this idea for a really long time, and this is to mean absolutely no disrespect to anybody, because I feel like what I'm doing right now is offering a new career path for a subset of society that may not have as many options as the rest of us. So I would love to have a gidget, and that would be my gas midget. And that would be my little person who would, like, show up in the middle of the night at appropriate time intervals to fill up my car with gas. What do you think?
I mean, if we can have little people that came and did the things that we didn't want to do, like, could I have a mopping midget? Like, that would just come and mop my floor every night while I was in bed?
Yes. I believe that would be your widget. That would be your washing midget.
I feel like maybe we should call them like gas fairies, because you know they're midgets are real people.
Exactly.
So calm down, please. You know, let's call them like gas fairies. I would like to have a mopping fairy. I'd really like to have at this point in time is a getting rid of the ants in my kitchen fairy. It's what I'd really like. Because I have them and they're everywhere. Like yesterday I woke up, my blood sugar was low, I had a Sprite, I left the can instead of throwing it in the trash like a normal, intelligent person, I left the empty can sitting on the counter. I came home last night. I looked at it. There were, I bet, 7,000 ants all over that bad boy. I was like, God, I'm going to die. It was awful. And I hate them. And it makes, I've got the hiccups. It makes me feel like so dirty. But I mean, like, it's not because
I hate them
dirty.
Too.
It's just because I left some sweet stuff laying on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, man, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But see, if you had your Pigeon Ferry, then before you even got home, that situation would have been handled. Right?
It would have. Man, I need one of those. Where can I get one?
I don't know, but, I mean, I think, I really feel like we're on to something. I love that you changed the ferry.
I'll tell you what the worst part of this is, like, I think a lot of the men I know would call that thing a wife. Like, I should be the one doing this. I should carry on the tradition of doing dishes and whatnot during podcasts, because, like, there's a dish laying on my counter right now. I should be putting that in the dishwasher. Because if I ever think that I'm going to be an appropriate housewife, like, my future husband has another thing coming. Like, good luck, sweetheart, if you think that I'm going to stay on top of doing the dishes. And see, what am I doing right now? I don't know if you can tell, but I'm putting this stuff in the dishwasher.
But here's the thing. Are you not an appropriate housewife if you employ another to take care of the task? Like,
I'm a rich, spoiled housewife. If I can hire someone to clean my house, I'm rich and I'm spoiled.
But I'm just saying, if you can hire your kitchen fairy, and the kitchen fairy takes care of things, so be it. Like, you're still fantastic. If I can hire my gas fairy, good for me, you know, because, like, right now, you have to know that, like, currently, for little people, like, job options can be slim, because there are only so many productions of The Wizard of Oz that go around every year for them to be in. So, like, there's a lot of downtime going on. And I feel like by supporting them in that downtime, like, we're building up the economy.
I feel like that was my second thought. Like, maybe I'm not spoiled, but by giving a little person a job and calling you're my kitchen fairy. Congratulations. By employing them I feel like we've taken this to a whole new low, and I feel like a really, like, terrible person in general. You know, like, hey, I'm gonna give a midget a job. I'm a good person. I have a not terrible life.
But if they don't have a job, then are you not?
Well, I mean, I could go talk to, you know, like, I have a friend right now who doesn't work. And that's just because her husband told her she didn't have to, so, you know, she took advantage of it, but she's talking about starting to clean houses. I could call her and be like, look, if you promise not to judge me, I'll let you, you know, help me, like, I'll let you clean my house. You know, but only, like, the living room, the kitchen, and the bathroom. And that's after my mom and I last week, you know, I feel like that would be one of the things, like, I would have to do. Like, I knew my mom was coming on Wednesday to, you know, to help me do some cleaning around the house. And
you got to pre-clean.
And so I had to pre-clean for my mom to come and help me clean. So, like, I'm a failure. I'm a failure
but
in the domestic,
like,
department.
But,
you know, oddly enough, probably another reason that I'm almost 35 and not married. Good for me.
But do you think if you had your kitchen fairy, like, maybe you wouldn't feel obligated to pre-clean?
If I had a kitchen fairy, then my mom probably wouldn't be like, hey, your house is a disaster, I'm going to help you come clean it up.
Right. I'm just saying.
Slightly ridiculous.
I got
the dog off my neck, so I can actually, like, move around now.
I just
sent Claudia a picture. And my dog, bless his heart, he's a little baby, and he decides to, like, at night when we're sleeping, he sleeps on the pillow right beside my head, and he'll curl up in a little ball right beside my neck. But just a few minutes ago, I was sitting on the recliner, and he was like, oh, Mom, I'm going to sit right here on your head. So he really sat right on my neck while we were doing most
right
of the first half of the podcast, just right up there.
Yep.
But he got up. He got up.
He's horrible. And he's adorable.
He's the cutest thing ever.
Let's talk a little bit about probably our, I don't know if it's our favorite topic, but it's definitely the topic that we have the most information, you know, typically week to week. And I think we have a new name for it, and I think this name is probably going to be like a weekly segment type of thing. Social media stupidity. That's what we're going to call it, social media stupidity. So, Kelly, this week, what social media stupidity have you witnessed?
I mean, sometimes there's so much that that you don't even know how to put it all into words.
Right.
You know, like, I guess the biggest, like, everybody was celebrating the 4th of July and, like, happy, happy day. There's a lot of, I'll tell you the biggest thing on Facebook that's aggravating to me right now. It's like, and part of it has spawned, like, this funny kind of thing, but then there's other parts that it's just gone, you know, like, to another stupid level. Like, people will put pictures of the Confederate flag, and they'll say, "This offends me, take it down." You know, like, if this offends you, and we need to take it down. And then they'll show people with their pants sagging down below their butt, and they're like, "Well, then you need to pull these up because that offends me." Okay. Those are two completely separate, opposite, completely unrelated things that, like, I mean, that flag, and I'm not, like, you know, this is one of those things, like, I don't have a real opinion on, because I feel like it can go either way. Like, on one hand,
right.
Yes, to some people it represents, you know, the South and your history and et cetera, et cetera. But to another group of people, it does represent racism and a period of time that was, you know, not really good. So it's kind of a back and forth kind of thing. And that's one of those, like, I'm going to stay neutral and I'm going to stand in the middle and I'm going to sit on the fence and be totally fine with it. But, you know, like, the difference in a Confederate flag and a kid wearing his pants two sizes too big and then sagging down below his waist. I mean, like, what? The stupidity that's in that is, like, I have no words for that. You know what I mean? Like, how are those two things related? How in the world are those two things related?
How are those people even friends on Facebook? You know what I mean? Like, they're not. It's simply, you know, you don't like what I do, so I'm going to have to find something that you do that I don't like. Because, like, got to be tit for tat, apparently. Life is not tit for tat, people. Life is not tit for tat. Just not. Wish it was.
I mean, like, you know, and of course, like I said, you know, it has, you know, been the birth of some funny Facebook memes. Like, there's one going around, you know, here in Kentucky in the Big Blue Nation, you know, with a picture of a Duke flag or a picture of a Louisville flag. And it says, "These offend me. Take them down," which I'm all for that. Take all that mess down. Like, you know, every time I get something like that, it's like, "Louisville offends me, you know, close the university."
No way.
Like, I send it to Matt because he's a Louisville fan. I love him, but he's a Louisville fan, bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
I know. That's sort of almost the same thing as me being best friends with a Duke fan. But here you go. My life is full of contradictions. But I don't know. I mean, at least it's not like something that's so close to us this time. Like, the stuff that's really super close to us has kind of taken the, like, I'm going to die down a little bit and not might be as stupid as usual.
Like
if everybody needs the update, bless her heart. And I'm not gonna lie, I pray for her every day. But the wife of my best friend who left him a couple weeks ago, told him that she was coming back because she's pregnant, and he's like, "Oh, no, great." So she lies and she cheats, and then tells him that she. And this is a sensitive topic for a lot of women. Like, lies and tells him she's pregnant, then she tells him she had a miscarriage, and then she told him, "Oh, wait, I was just kidding. I'm actually still pregnant." And it's like, that's a touchy thing to lie about. There's a couple things in my life that I don't want to tempt fate with, and I'm not going to put karma on. I'm not going to lie about being pregnant. And I'm not going to, being pregnant and or having a miscarriage. And I'm not going to lie about having cancer. Because those are two things that can happen to anybody. And Lord knows, I got to spend a lot about doing both of those things at the same time. I can't have kids because I have cancer.
Lord.
And then next thing you know, she turns up pregnant and hands her kids over to somebody else. And it's just like, seriously? Like, how are you okay with, giving up some of your kids and keeping the other ones? I don't understand it. But anyway, yeah, I don't get it.
So,
but
I mean, it sounds like this chick's bigger problem is, she needs to start writing down her lies. Because, you can't do the, "I'm pregnant, ooh, I had a miscarriage, ooh, no, I'm still pregnant." That throws your what tiny shred of credibility that you may have had directly out of the window quickly. So
yeah, I think I've never been in this situation, so honestly I don't know how I would react. But if I was ever pregnant and I was to start, bleeding in some form or fashion, I would probably make a beeline for the ER.
I would be like,
I'm supposed to have another person living inside my womb. How about we check out the fact that there's blood? let's figure that out.
Check that out. Let's look into that situation.
It's kind of a big giveaway when you don't do that you obviously are pretty good at fabricating.
You are a liar. So any dudes that are listening or listen in the future, we're up to 38 people now. So any of you 38 people that listen at some point, if you are men or if you are women in a same-sex relationship, I presume, if your significant other says she's pregnant and then says she had a miscarriage, a doctor visit would be in order. That would be something that you would do in that situation, Kelly and I are presuming. So take it from us. If there was no doctor visit, you are probably being lied to. Just saying.
Truth.
So we got about 10 minutes left here, and I feel like we got two things left to talk about, and I think first, because this is probably going to be important to a lot of people, how to make it through the heat and humidity of the summer. I think Kelly and I each have come up with a pretty great idea for you guys that are just suffering with the 90 degree heat and 8,000% humidity, and as soon as you walk out the door you begin to sweat and need another shower. I feel like we would be doing a disservice if we did not share our ideas with you guys. So I think Kelly's idea is better, so I'm going to go first, because I think, save the best for last. So we're going to let Kelly go second. No, absolutely. So my idea for you to survive the heat and humidity this summer, move away. People, pack your bags, move elsewhere. I happen to know a great place that you could move that is devoid of heat and humidity. That would be Colorado. How do I know this? I'm there right now, and it is not hot or humid. I am in the mountains. Today, I had to put on sweatpants because it was very chilly all day long. So my idea to survive the heat and humidity this summer, move. Kelly, share your idea.
I think that's an excellent idea, just first off, because today was pajama day at work, because yes, we have one of those. And I
Which
wore
is amazing.
Sweatpants to work. Exactly. But I wore sweatpants to work, and it was insanely uncomfortable. Anyway, my solution is just never leave your house. Just don't go out.
Don't leave.
Make sure you have your online bill pay set up. Do a job where you can work from home and keep your butt in the house. With the type of work I do, they have what they call at-home agents. You have to have a certain, like, bandwidth speed, and you have to qualify and blah, blah, blah. But, I would be able to work from home. So, I mean, like, if I could work from home and I'll just set up my online bill pay, I'll find either, like, a fairy that needs a job,
right,
who can deliver my groceries, or because, this isn't like a big, in big cities, they have people that deliver your groceries. But
they
here
do.
In Campbellsville, they don't do that.
They do not. Not there.
But I mean, like, do whatever you can. You know, they have church services on television, so you really don't
they
ever
do.
Have to miss church.
Right.
Be sure your mom has unlimited texting on her phone. Mine does.
Correct.
I can talk to her all day, every day. Phones now have calm down. Phones now have FaceTime, so like that can keep the social aspect of your life ongoing.
If your main source
of communication with your significant other is texting anyway, that won't really,
it'll change.
That won't really take anything away from your relationship.
Mm-mm. So,
I mean,
yeah. Thank you,
yeah.
Kelly.
Stay inside.
Again, yeah, we have given our 38 listeners, like, I feel like some pretty life-changing information tonight between hiring the fairies that we have decided to call them. That's probably a more politically correct, not that Kelly and I are really concerned about political correctness, but in the spirit of uplifting those that we might employ one day, we will call them fairies. So employing fairies, and with our two really great ideas of how to survive the heat and humidity of the summer, I feel like we've given you guys, some pretty life-changing stuff tonight that probably you'd have to pay for anywhere else. So just think about that for a minute.
That's a good therapy session. That's a good
right?
therapy session right there. Like, we just saved
like
you about good. $75.
At least.
Congratulations.
At least. So, bend it wisely. Kelly, I have caught up on Big Brother 17. I have now watched every episode up to this point, and I still don't really like anyone. I don't like
now,
new people, and I had a revelation today that you did not share with me, but that's all right. Who are you liking right now, other than Clay?
Well, I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth because he's, he's drop dead gorgeous. So
he is a fine looking gentleman. That he is.
Yes, and his parents did a good job. Well, I would say they did a good job raising him because he seems like a gentleman. He's also 23 years old, and his showmance interest on the show is my age. So I'm saying, like, does that make it okay for if things ever went, you know, like went down in a blaze of glory for Matt and I, which bless his heart. I hope they don't, because
we hope they don't.
We'll leave it at that. I hope they don't. I mean, like, would it be okay for me to date a 25-year-old? I would feel like...
Kelly, I'm going to say absolutely yes. I am going to give that the stamp of approval. I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'm just going to hope that I never have to worry about that, and I'll just stay with Matt as long as I can. I really like Clay. I like, there's somebody else that I actually did kind of,
really?
Kind of like, I don't, yeah, well, it, but I think it's
is
more
it
so
dude?
Like, I can, I might just like the dentist. I kind of like the dentist. I don't have a problem with him.
I can't decide because, like, he's goofy, but sort of in an endearing way.
Yeah, when he tells stories and then he laughs after he tells the stories, and he's like, I'm like, you sound like Goofy, and it's the most fun I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now, have you caught up on the episodes? Because I don't want to give anything away if you have not.
No, I have. I'm 100%
okay.
Caught up.
So did you know who the twins were before they revealed? Did you have an idea?
No. Before they revealed, I had no clue. I've been reading the live feeds and of course, now Davon or whatever her name is, who let me preface this by saying, like, I love all people, okay? I love black people, I love white people, gay people are great, straight people are awesome. I love people in general. But
Kelly,
the
love
two
them
people
all.
On this, I love everybody. The two people on this show this season, I can't stand and make me want to pull my hair out, are Davon and Audrey. Now, that's not because Davon's black and Audrey's a transgender woman. Like, good for her.
Not the reason.
Good
it's
for her.
They're
not the reason I don't like her. I tell you, because the reason I dislike her so much is because she is a living, breathing combination of the two people from last year's Big Brother that made me, again, want to puncture my eardrums and not have to listen to them. I believe it was Devin's, like, misuse of the word integral that began our friendship, because I'm pretty sure that I was listening to a podcast that you and Doug were doing, and I started to tweet you guys, and that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship for us. But
definitely.
The kid didn't know anything about grammar, and that's what being grammar weirdos brought us together. But, I mean, like, he was an idiot and wanted to form, like, a 37-person alliance. And he's just like,
37.
I mean, like, first off, 37 out of the 16 people in the house. That's what made it crazy. But, I mean, like, legit, it had, like, 10 people in it. So it's like, this time, Audrey's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning trying to go pull people up in the HOH room. Like, hey, let's have a 10-person alliance. There's only 6 other people in the house. Do you dislike those other 6 people so much that, you know, that you need to be on the side with the other 10 people? Like, what sense does that make?
zero. It makes zero.
Look at some of the best alliances in Big Brother history. Chilltown with Dr. Will and Mike Boogie. Two guys.
The Four Horsemen.
Last year. Yes, last year with Cody and the Hitman, with Cody and Derek.
Yeah, two people.
Two people went to the end. I don't even know
four
if you've
is
seen
a max. Yeah, four is a maximum, but two people.
I know.
It's crazy. And when you start to bring, like, when you're sitting there and it's 3 a.m. and you're like, oh, I just thought of somebody else. I want the alliance. And it's somebody who hasn't said four words in the house. You know, like, some people haven't said four words, and they're like, hey, you want to be in this alliance because we think you're, you know, and whatever. Like, the plan was the original, I don't know, the original plan this week was to backdoor Audrey and get her out because everybody was calling her. See, she was a combination of Devin, who absolutely made me crazy last year, and Frankie, who was he manipulated the crap out of everybody.
Everybody.
And I just don't care for Frankie. And he was on, you know, he was on the eviction show last week. And I can't get away from him. And it's not that I don't like him. I like Frankie sometimes. Frankie's hot, not gonna lie. He's got a pretty nice body, but he's annoying as all get out. So,
terrible.
I don't know. Looks aren't everything. Obviously, he annoys me. And I did not like him. And when I realized this time, and I'm pretty sure I texted you as soon as I realized it, like, Audrey is a combination of the two of them together. It makes my head explode.
And she is. She totally, totally, totally is. And I have to tell you, had she not said she was transgender, I would not have guessed it. That is an attractive young lady there.
She's gorgeous.
I must say.
I mean, like, if I can say it, like, no homo, she's hot. She's a beautiful woman.
Totally. Never would have
my opinion of her doesn't change because she's transgender. My opinion of her changed because she's manipulative. She's lying to everybody. You know, even when people call her on her crap to her face, she's like, nope, I didn't even say that. Davon said that. And Davon's sitting right there. And she's small, but she is feisty. She's about to rough some people up. And I wish she would, but she's getting ready to go home. Too bad.
Not too bad,
because I don't like her either.
But after those two,
I'm pretty sure I said on Twitter at one point this week, like, can we not get rid of both of them?
Can we please just
double
have
eviction.
A double eviction? Yes.
Love
it.
Two, double eviction. Get rid of those two. Life will be cheery and happy.
I agree. So now that I've gotten you all worked up, Kelly, it's time for us to leave our listeners for the week. But again, I feel like we have imparted, like, so much wisdom and knowledge on all 38 of them that, I mean, we can only feel good about ourselves at this point.
So in the 15 minutes after last week's show ended, my pastor at my church texted me talking about how much fun he thought we had, and my father figure, who, you know, has you know, since I lost my dad, he black of fathers me, he, you know, punches me in the gut when I need it, not physically, but
not literally,
not literally, but he is the father figure that I need when I need him. Thank you for that. But, I mean, like, both of them were like, okay. And then he says, I may not listen to the first week's episode. And I'm like, that's okay, because that's when we talked about stuff that you shouldn't talk about with your father.
Or your pastor.
But, or your pastor. And I did just preface that by saying, I said in the thing, I don't do that. Like, I don't do that.
I've never done that. We were purely speaking from hypothetical. We were guessing.
I've never done that. And there's particular activities that you must partake in to do such
correct.
Things.
Exactly.
And I don't do that either.
You can't.
So, anyway.
You can't make, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I'm with you. I think what Kelly's trying to say is we have a diverse audience, and we are so very thankful for that. And we hope that we hope that our 38 listeners appreciate our hour together as much as we do. And if you don't, that's okay too, because we still enjoy it. But we do sincerely hope that you guys enjoy it too. Now, I would love to end this by sharing what we're going to talk about next week, but I don't really know. Kelly, do you have any idea what might we talk about next week? I don't really know yet. Do you know?
Next week we might talk about what a great weekend I'm going to have, because I'm going to Columbus to visit Michael, our favorite guy from Tulsa. We're going to meet in Columbus. Sorry. I'm spoiling it for you, but we're going to meet in Columbus, and we're going to talk about General Hospital, and we might go see Magic Mike. If you want to come to Columbus, you can come.
Magic Mike. You know what?
I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. So I actually found, I live in a very small town in Colorado right now, and I thought I was going to have to go to Vail to see Magic Mike. However, I have discovered happily that it is actually playing in Dillon, which is like 10 minutes from here. So, Kelly, how about we both, before next week, watch Magic Mike, and we can review it next week, which may possibly take the entire hour. And, I don't know, I think it might be the right time, if he's available, to introduce our first guest co-host and have Michael join us and review the movie as well.
Yes. And you know what else we can do? We'll just FaceTime you while we're together in Columbus, and we'll talk about, or we can just call and we can talk to you on, like,
love it,
your phone or whatever. But there will be some conversations that are had between the three of us while we're together in the big city. But it was sudden, and it was like, hey, why don't we need to get together? And I was like, well, you know what? Columbus is only like 3.5 hours from me, so let's do it. And he was like, yep, you're gonna come up here this weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, I am. You're right.
Fantastic.
So it was a quick decision, but it's a decision I'm excited about. I'm super excited.
Nice. Well, I'm excited.
But anyway.
So, well, now we have something to talk about next week, listeners. Next week, we will hopefully have our very first guest co-host in Michael, and we will review Magic Mike XXL. And I can only hope, dream, and imagine that it will be all that I think it will be.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that the only thing I'm going to want to review next week are going to be Channing Tatum's abs. That's all I'm going to talk about.
And I'm okay with that. I feel like that will be acceptable. So for those of you that would like to hear a review of Channing Tatum's ass next week, I might review his abs. So any part of Channing Tatum, basically, that you would like to hear reviewed, then join us next week, Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Mountain. Figure out the other times if you're in other places. Kelly and I love each and every one of you, and we cannot wait.
All 38 of you.
All 38 of you, and we cannot wait to talk to you next week. So with that, we will end our show on a positive note, and we will be sharing Magic Mike XXL with you next Monday. Have a great evening.
Woo.